Chapter 19. Respect for Whose Law and Order? The white race has many strengths and fine attributes that are to be admired. One of these is our genius for law and order. Wherever the white race goes, it seems to have the urge to organize its society and to institute law and order. We know that the Romans were great organizers, and that they were great lawgivers. Whatever country they conquered, or whatever people they subdued, they instituted suitable laws and created organized government. Basically, this is the cement of civilization, and we can hardly think of civilization and progress without the underlying factors of good government, an organized set of laws, and a police force to see to it that these laws are kept. This is all well and good, and the white race can be proud of its inborn characteristic trait of promoting organization, government, and law and order. Nevertheless, law and order, in the hands of the enemy, can be used to destroy a people. If the laws are so framed as to rob the white people and shrink their reproduction, in fact, so designed as to mongrelize and destroy the white race, then we have a different situation. Then we are obligated to invoke the highest law of nature, namely, the survival of the species. This is the situation in America today, and in fact, all over the world, with the Jews legislating and enforcing law and order. In Russia, too, law and order has been established to the nth degree. If anybody so much as opens their mouth about the Jews, they are shot. Even for such crimes as petty theft, the offenders are shot without the benefit of a trial, courts, or judges. As a result, there is very little so-called crime in Russia. The fact is, the criminals are in charge of the government and the law enforcement machinery, and they commit crimes on a massive scale of the most heinous dimensions. Furthermore, the Russian people are completely enslaved and subjugated by the Jews, who have control of all the wealth, all the means of propaganda, the government, and above all, control of all the guns. The Jewish slave drivers are enforcing law and order, and it is pretty clear to everybody that their use of law and order is grinding the Russian people into destruction. Let us heed, therefore, once and for all, that law and order as such is not the ultimate goal of the white race, but survival of our species is the highest law that nature has set before us. There have been many times when this noble trait of the white race has been cunningly utilized by the Jew as a powerful weapon to destroy the white race. We are in such a period of history today when blind subservience to law and order by the white race is helping to destroy us. Under the guise of law and order, the Jews are causing us to commit suicide. I would like to remind my white brothers and sisters that 200 years ago, Americans were being subjected to tyranny and repression by the British government, which incidentally was then, as now, in the hands of the Jew. However, the white patriots of that day were not as badly afflicted with brain pollution as are we of the present generation. Being above all men who valued their freedom, their possessions, and their country, they chose to defy the law of the land when it was used as a pretext to repress the white majority. I believe this suggests the answer to the question of what do you do when the law of the land is being used to destroy you. And I believe the answer to this is plain, as it has been throughout history. There is a higher law which nature employs constantly, and which, in fact, all races have utilized when they were threatened with destruction. The highest law is the law of survival, and we, the white people of America, should now realize that we are in such a position. We must now be prepared to defy the criminal actions of any madman trying to destroy our racial existence. We must again remember, once and for all, that the highest law in nature is the law of survival of the species, at any cost. I am certainly all for law and order, and I am all for a good government, provided the law and the government is there to protect the interests of the white race and to provide for its survival and its advancement. If it does not do this, then it is not our government. Then it is our enemy, regardless of whether or not the puppets who are fronting for that government seem to be white men. Let us never be fooled by the fraud of white stooges manipulated by Jewish hands who are heading up our government. It is still a Jewish government. We are only too painfully aware that the Jews at all times have been able to solicit white traitors and frontmen to expedite their dirty work. When we look at the powerful establishment that rules over our lives in America today, we must ask ourselves, just whose government is this? Who is it that through so-called legal taxation robs us of exorbitant sums of hard-won money to the tune of several hundred billions a year? Why, it is the Internal Revenue Service in the hands of our government. Who is it that orders and enforces the busing of our children like a truckload of cattle into the black jungles in order to hasten the mongrelization of the white race? Why, we all know that the federal government, under the guise of HEW and with the collaboration of the Jewish-controlled courts, pushes, promotes, and enforces this abominable crime. Who is it that promotes the multiplication and proliferation of the niggers in our midst? Again, it is our duly elected government that robs the working white man and woman of billions in hard-earned savings and transfers it to the black animals, and thereby promotes the spread of crime, anarchy, and decay that are tearing the heart out of all our formerly lovely big cities. Who is it that robs the white citizens of America of our hard-earned money and squanders it abroad to the alien races to promote the expansion of the niggers, of other colored races such as Chinese and Hindus, and our Jewish communist enemies such as Israel, Yugoslavia, Russia, and dozens of others. Again, it is our so-called constitutional government, supposedly the finest creation in the history of mankind, so we are told. Who is it that is deviously robbing us of our constitutional right to keep and bear arms? Again, it is our government that is doing this to us in order to more easily enslave us. It is significant that whereas the sponsors of these gun bills are usually good-sounding Anglo-Saxon names, there are always Jews behind these facades that do the manipulating. Take, for instance, the infamous New York Sullivan Law. It bears a good old Irish name, the name of Big Tim Sullivan, Tammany Hall leader and New York State Senator, who evidently was tricked into supporting the bill in good faith. However, it was conceived by a couple of Jews, one by the name of George B. Lebrun, actively assisted by two other Jews, Dr. Solomon Baruch, the father of Bernard Baruch, and another Jew by the name of Nathan Strauss. We also are aware of the Dodd gun bill, and we know that Senator Dodd was not a Jew. However, it was one David Martin, alias Isidore Levine, a Russian Jew born in Canada, who put the bill together and promoted it, with Senator Dodd fronting for it. Again, this is our government that is disarming us in order to better and more easily enslave us. Who is it that protects the niggers when they burn down our cities, when they rob and loot and pillage and rape? In the olden days, if such atrocities had been committed, the citizens would have been outraged to the point where they would have grabbed their guns and shot the anarchists dead in their tracks. But not today. Today, these lawless savages and criminals are duly protected by our police force. In fact, I have personally seen on television these looting criminals smashing storefront windows and carrying out television sets and other major appliances right in front of a police officer who stood by, meekly condoning the crimes committed under his nose. Who is it that hosts, wines, and dines our foreign enemies, such as Khrushchev, Kosygin, Golda Meir of Israel, and other foreign enemies that come to infest our shores with their state visits? Again, it is the deceitful Jewish government in control of our fair country. And I must say, most emphatically, it is not our government. Can we, as true and faithful members of the white race, then, be loyal to such a treacherous establishment that has usurped the power of government in order to therewith to more readily destroy us? Are we in good conscience duty-bound to obey such a treacherous tyrant who is using the law as a weapon to exterminate the white race? The answer to both of these questions is a most emphatic, resounding no. When traitors and enemies have usurped the government, the courts of the land, and the law enforcement agencies, in order to commit genocide on the white race, then the time has come to invoke nature's highest law that supersedes all others, and that is the law of survival. Such a time is now at hand. As long as our governments are Jew-controlled, we, the white people of the world, must face the stark facts of life. The so-called governments now in power, despite all the legal trappings, are nothing but the strong-arm enforcement agencies of the worldwide Jewish network. Such governments are our most implacable enemy, and will be until the day the white man gains control of his country's government. The white people owe such governments no loyalty whatsoever, only their utmost hatred and enmity. We must therefore oppose this arm of the Jewish conspiracy as relentlessly as its other major tentacles. We must, in fact, fight it more vigorously, since it heaps more injury on the white man, robs him of a greater part of his hard-won earnings, and more ruthlessly forces integration upon him than any other organization in existence. We must therefore bend all our efforts to the day when we will forcefully wrest government, all governments, from the hands of the Jews, and again place it firmly in our own hands, the white man's hands. What then can we do? One of the first things we must remember is that we must never, never give up our firearms at any cost. Law or no law, we must remember that the Jew is not really interested in law and order as such. He is interested in smashing the weapons from out of our hands so that he will more easily be able to overcome us. We must therefore never, never compromise our position to be able to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families. Any risk by our people in keeping their guns is far less than that of surrendering them in order to obey the law. There are many other means at our disposal for our own defense, and for wresting the government and the courts from the hands of our enemies. In so far as we are aware of law and order being used against us to destroy us, it is our every right, in fact, it is our duty, as members of the white race, to resist them in every way possible, to resist them passively and actively. We are well aware that the courts are almost exclusively in the hands of Jewish judges or white traitors who are controlled by the Jews. We know that J. Edgar Hoover, who was at the head of the FBI, was a stooge who did the bidding of his Jewish masters, and who has written some very favorable things about the B'nai B'rith in his book. We are also well aware that unless he was their man, he most certainly would never have lasted some 45 years in such a sensitive post as head of the FBI. We also know that the FBI is used mainly as a club to harass those white people who are fighting the communists the niggers and the Jews. It is glaringly obvious that the FBI is the strong arm of the Jewish conspiracy to enforce integration wherever there is any difficulty in this matter. Should we then collaborate with this Jewish strong arm? The answer, again, is overwhelmingly no, under no circumstances. In the olden days, when there was breakdown of law and order, and people were no longer safe, they resorted to taking the law into their own hands. In many of the frontier towns of the West, when the criminals became intolerable, the citizens formed vigilante committees. Here is how Webster defines a vigilante committee: a volunteer committee of citizens for the oversight and the protection of an interest, especially a committee organized to suppress and punish crimes summarily, as when the processes of law appear inadequate. The time is rapidly approaching when we are going to be faced with a breakdown of law and order, when the white man, woman, and child is going to be at the mercy of fiendish criminals, and the Jewish law enforcement agencies are not going to lift a finger to defend them. At the same time, we are going to be faced with a situation where the white man is going to be dealt with harshly when he tries to defend himself from the beastly savagery of the niggers. We are therefore going to be forced to resort to the highest law of nature, and that is to defend ourselves and invoke the law of survival of the species. We might even be forced to defend ourselves from guerrilla warfare, in which the color of our skin will be the uniform designating which side we are on. Let us have imbued within each and every one of us a strong and overwhelming loyalty to our own white race. In the meantime, we should work feverishly and aggressively to organize politically, to distribute literature on behalf of the white race, to promote and foster white solidarity, and to get control of the government and political machinery of the state by legal means if possible. If this is not possible by legal means, then we must resort to the same means as our forefathers used 200 years ago to defend their liberty, their property, their homes, and their families. In any case, the key to all these actions is first of all the distribution of propaganda and enlightenment, and secondly, organization. In order to do this, we must first of all have a religious conviction. We must have a philosophy and a program. We must have purpose and direction. We must have leaders to supply the fundamental underlying creed for all these things is the objective of formulating the new religion that we are herewith expounding, namely, the creed of the Church of the Creator.